I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many people across Ukraine face a difficult choice this winter. We'll hear from a ministry team in the country. And a Mississippi pastor shares the benefits of going on a short-term missions trip. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Top NATO officials and foreign ministers meet to discuss Ukraine's looming humanitarian crisis. Many here face a grim choice to flee or to freeze, Norway's foreign minister says. Russian missiles fell like snowflakes across Ukraine in recent weeks, crippling 50% of the national power grid. Pierre Husney says Horizons International is uniquely positioned to support local churches.
Ukraine is in a very, very tough spot, and we ourselves have sent a team from Lebanon to be living long-term in Ukraine. So we're doing what we can to help.
Horizons began its Lebanon Crisis Fund in 2020, helping the people of Lebanon through church-led crisis aid and discipleship.
In the same way that we do through the Lebanon Crisis Fund, we've created the Ukraine Crisis Fund, and we are supporting now 1,520 churches.
Believers hope their experience from Lebanon will help churches demonstrate Christ's love in Ukraine.
In Lebanon, it has become more and more publicly known that the people that are doing the most to help are the evangelical Christians.
Support gospel work in either country through Horizons International. We'll connect you in the full report at missionnews.org. And please pray that God will transform tragedy into triumph. Ask the Lord to connect vulnerable people in both countries with believers who can help.
Whatever background they're from, they know that they can get help from the evangelical church, and this is giving glory to God.
And next, the Lord heals a dying woman in North Africa. MNN's Katie Harth.
A young woman we'll call Anila was tired of suffering. Knowing the end was near, she just wanted the pain to be over. A ministry leader helped by Christian Aid Mission says, "When we entered the house, we found a sick girl who was extremely thin, looked very desperate, and was just waiting for death. She had no hope for healing. We didn't know anything about her illness, but I had a feeling that this could be an evil spirit." Anila had gone to the leader's church in the past, so he asked if she was a believer. "I don't know," she replied. So the leader talked to her about salvation in Christ. Anila gave her life to God, and the team sang worship songs with her. They read together from James about how the Lord can heal illness. 15 minutes later, Anila's fever shot up, and she began shaking. The believers began to pray, and the team leader asked her to sit up. Anila shocked everyone by standing on her own accord, something she couldn't do for months. God healed Anila, the team leader says. Today, she's waiting her turn to be baptized at the church. Gospel workers need your help to disciple new believers like Anila. Connect with Christian Aid Mission at our website. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And why should pastors consider going on short-term mission trips? Pastor Breck Ladd recently traveled to the Middle East with E3 Partners.
I love the E3 trips. For me personally, there's 1,000 reasons to love them. But one of the key benefits for me as a pastor is I get to go not be the leader for a little while. I get to be the participant. I get to learn and soak it up.
In the U.S., Ladd leads a large church in Mississippi. But in the Middle East, he met Christians who suffer regular persecution for their faith. He says the experience humbled him.
To be asked to go teach them something, you're talking about feeling underprepared, whatever. I felt unworthy to even be in their presence in a lot of ways. And the Lord had to, we worked through that. I told the guys the first night we met together, I said, I don't have anything I can tell you, but I believe the Word of God does.
That witnessed such joy from these believers, even the ones who suffered extreme violence. He met one 17-year-old boy who was thrown in prison for telling a classmate about the risen Jesus.
Lashed down to a chair, had electrodes hooked to his body, and repeatedly shocked. The Lord gave him a vision that he would be released in 3 days. Now, the whole time he's telling him a smile on his face.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free prayer guide. It tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship and provides specific ways to pray. You get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.